Hey, what's up? It's
Blog
me.
Talk Radio.
Hello, caller.
Are you there?
Hello. Hello, are you there? Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, how you doing? Who do we have on the line? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, who do we have on the line?
This is Miracle.
Hey, Miracle, how you doing? Thanks for being my first call.
Good, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm doing okay, actually. Sitting here trying
That's
to get you
good.
To listen. So, did you have any questions that you wanted to ask? I mean, you know, anything I can help you with, we can figure it out together. Stop, baby.
I really wanted to ask about relationship goals.
Relationship goals, okay.
How do you feel about relationships?
Well, in general, I mean, as far as relationship goals, I feel like everybody, you know, everybody has different goals and what they're looking to achieve in a relationship. Some people are just looking for relationship goals as far as the internet is concerned, social media. So how I feel about it is, you know, it varies. So if you're talking about being with somebody and being 100% serious about it and not doing it for the book, as they say, then, you know, by all means, go for it. But if you're looking for it to be, you know, just to make everybody see that you're in a relationship, then, you know, don't waste your time because you're only hurting yourself. You know?
Right.
Right. Yeah, so, I mean, you know, it's really, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm listening. That's what I'm here for.
How do you feel about guys cheating? Well, not just guys in general, but people.
People cheating, huh? Well, to be honest with you, I think that cheating is somewhat natural when there's no trust and there's no love. So 9 times out of 10, everybody's cheating. So when it comes down to it, yeah, you know, and so when it comes down to it, a lot of people are accepting it nowadays because they even have these things called, you know, side chicks and main chicks and all those kind of things. And me, personally, I'm old school. So there's no such thing as a side chick or a main chick. There's only I'm your chick and there's no more. So when you have people out here promoting, you know, cheating, that's a normal thing these days. So I don't think it's just a such thing as cheating. How old are you if you don't mind me asking?
Right. And are you in a relationship?
I'm not. I mean, like I told you earlier, I do believe that people with relationships are getting cheated on and getting played, and I'm not about that life. You know, I've been single for a while, actually. I have, and I refuse to settle for just anything because I want to be with somebody. That's never a reason to be with anybody, you know? So at this point, yeah. So at this point, I feel like when I be with somebody, then it's going to be worth it. I'll put my time, effort into it, becoming their friend first. And that's the best I can tell anybody, is to be somebody's friend first. Because when you're not friends with somebody, you end up settling for anything, and that's not what you want, you know, and you jump into something head first, and you end up getting hurt in the long run. So I guess I could tell you that my best relationship advice to you is to be single until you know you're ready. Focus on you and your goals and your careers, and don't worry about what they have going in relationship goals. We worry about your reality goals and what you got going. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. That was well explained.
Yeah. Well, when you called, I have a quick question. When you called, were you able to hear the music playing?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's all I really want to know. Well, you know what? Feel free to call me back. I have a show every night at 8 o'clock. I have different topics, different callers, different subjects. But I would love for your input every day. You can go through my you can actually start following me on this page. And you can, leave me a comment, feedback. You know, all criticism is good, constructive or negative. I don't care. You know, I'm all about openness and honesty. So let's go from there. But what was your name again?
You said what?
What's your name?
Miracle.
Miracle. Okay, Miracle. You have a great night, sweetie. And make sure you do call me back tomorrow. I'm Corey. You can always count on me, and I'll be here for you.
Okay, you have a good night, Corey, and thank you.
You're very welcome.
Okay, bye.
Okay, there's no more callers on the line right now, but if you do want to call in, the number is 646-716-8999, and we're discussing you get what you deserve. And what I mean by that, let me explain that to you before you guys read it wrong or maybe I misinterpreted it wrong. But when I say you get what you deserve, what I mean by that is you get what you settle for. And I'm not saying that you deserve to be treated wrong if you get in a relationship. I'm sorry, hold on 1 second. Okay, I'm sorry. When I say you get what you deserve, what I mean by that is if you're settling for being treated wrong and being mistreated, then, you know, some people, well, I can't say that because some people don't understand that they're being treated wrong. They never had values. They never had respect from certain people. So, you know, I can't say that right off top. But what I can say is everybody deserves to be treated with respect. And if your person happens to be cheating on you, like our caller had said, that she never said that they were cheating on her, exactly, no. But if your partner is cheating on you, nobody deserves that, you know. But if you decide to stay and put up with it, then you'll get what you deserve. And that's what I mean by that. Now, just so we know, just so we all are on the same page, let me make something clear. I'm Corey. I'm a mother of three young boys, 6, 7, and 7 months. Tomorrow. I've been in relationships before, and I choose to be single right now. Of course, everybody wants to be with somebody, but I refuse to be mistreated. I refuse to be unloved. I refuse to... all the negativity, I don't want that in my life. So because I don't, I'd rather sit here and, you know, help others become strong. Don't get me wrong, it's lonely sometimes, but like people say, you got kids, cuddle with them, and I cuddle with them every single night. So don't settle for less, and don't settle for something you don't deserve. So when you value your self-worth, at the end of the day, you're going to get what you deserve. You understand what I'm saying? Does it work? We'll talk about it throughout the night. Only have 6 minutes left on the air, so I'm trying to touch all the bases at one time. I do have my 7-month-old in my hand. He keeps covering my mic, you know. So, but, yeah, feel free to call in at any time. I mean, you know, I'm here all day. You can leave messages before I get in. I might even have a couple free time throughout the day so where I can just, you know, check my messages and respond. But again, my number is 646-716-8999. And I'm always open. I'm always available for questions. I mean, you know, leave a message in the comment box. But, a little bit more about myself. I have three kids, three boys, two kids' dads. So, of course, some subjects will be about baby daddies, baby mamas, husbands, wives. I've been married. You name it. I've been there. You know, I'll be 30 years old in March. And I feel like I'm experienced. You know, I've done a few things in my lifetime to where I can relate to what you're going through. Even if I can't relate to what you're going through, I can actually be a good listening ear to talk to and you know, and I don't really try to give advice, but I would definitely tell you my opinion. I'm a very honest and open person, so if you can't handle that, you know, then, you know, just listen to other people's questions. Maybe somebody's question to be related to yours, and then I can answer yours a lot differently than, you know, maybe that'll help you. I don't know how to say it. I'm going to get more and more comfortable with this thing, but this is something I wanted to do, you know, more about myself. I've always been a talkative person. I've always been very opinionated, and I've always been open and honest to, you know, people around me and my peers. So that I decided to make me a podcast and go ahead and share my knowledge with others and say maybe it's helpful. I had a couple friends in my past who, current friends in my past, everybody always say, you know what, Corey, you know, you have very good advice and or you're a very good person to talk to, you know, things like that. And throughout the week, I'm going to address some situations that I've been approached with as far as talking within the past couple years. I won't mention any names, you know, for the sake of my friends' privacy and my, you know, my peers' privacy. But I would definitely speak on the fact because if I tell you right now, you know, if you're going through it, I'm sure 100 other people are. So your problem and me talking about it can help somebody else. So at this point, I will be addressing it. I will never say where I got that situation from. I might change it a little bit up, but the answer is still the same. You know, I don't switch up my answers because of who they are. I try to keep it 100 with everybody. But so since I don't have any more callers right now and things are kind of slow over here and it's actually my first day and all the above, I'm going to go ahead and leave you guys with
the ocean.
down first. It's not going to come down. Where you at? Okay. Okay, it's not for you.
Yay! That was my